New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries made history today as fellow Democrats elected him to take the top leadership position in the House of Representatives. He'll be the first black person to lead a political party in Congress. This comes after Democrats lost control of the House in the midterms and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi decided not to run for a leadership position. NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh has been reporting on Jeffries and this new era of leadership on Capitol Hill. Hey, Deirdre.
Hey, Ari.
So, Speaker Pelosi is stepping down along with her two top deputies. This feels like a new chapter, a real changing of the guard.
It really is. You know, Pelosi and her top deputies are all in their 80s. In her speech when she announced she wasn't going to run for a leadership post, Pelosi said she wanted to usher in a new generation of younger leaders. Jeffries, along with his new number two, Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, are both in their 50s. California Democrat Pete Aguilar, who's going to serve as the new caucus chair next year, is 43. Both veteran Hill Democrats and newer members I talked to today were really excited about the generational change, but they also talked about how the new team reflects the diversity of the party.
I have been preaching the gospel of Hakeem Jeffries for about 3 years.
That's Missouri Democrat Emmanuel Cleaver, a former pastor and chair of the Congressional Black Caucus.
I'm thrilled. It's one of the last frontiers in politics.
Jeffries' political star has been rising for years. He was elected to the House in 2012 and won the post as caucus chair in 2018. He was born in Crown Heights, a neighborhood in Brooklyn. His working-class parents were social workers, and Jeffries was educated in New York City public schools. He sports sneakers with his dress suits and occasionally quotes his favorite rappers. California Democrat Nanette Berrigan says she shares a working-class background with Jeffries, and she's quick to note the historic nature of his election.
He understands what it's like to be a person of color, the discrimination that we face, the marginalized communities. So to have his perspective, his experience with his background, which to me is very much like the diversity of America, is a remarkable moment.
Jeffries serves on the House Judiciary Committee and teamed up with Republicans on a major criminal justice reform bill in 2018. Here he is on the floor during that debate.
These individuals are amongst the least, the lost, and the left behind. And we have an opportunity in a bipartisan way to make a difference in their lives in so many areas.
Pelosi tapped Jeffries, a former corporate litigator, to be part of the team presenting the House's case for President Trump's first impeachment in 2020. Colorado Democrat Jason Crow recounted how Jeffries wasn't distracted when a protester burst into the chamber during his presentation. While others ducked for cover in the chaos, Jeffries remained calm.
He stopped, he collected himself, he quoted a scripture verse about how the Lord will protect his flock and stand by you. And then he picked right up where he left off and finished presenting his case.
Later in his closing argument, Jeffries quoted the notorious B.I.G., a rapper from Brooklyn, as he responded to Trump's lawyer.
That is why we are here, Mr. Sekulow. And if you don't know, now you know.
Jeffries turned to his mentor and the current highest-ranking black leader in Congress, South Carolina Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn, before announcing his bid for party leader. Clyburn says shifting power to younger leaders is something the House Democratic Caucus has been moving towards for years.
I've studied history long enough to know that evolutions are much better than revolutions. And I think that anybody watching our caucus over the years could see the evolving leadership.
Splits between progressives and centrist Democrats stalled legislation regularly in this Congress. Clyburn admitted bridging the different factions will be a challenge for Jeffries.
That's always an issue. In the Democratic caucus, it always will be.
Cleaver is confident Jeffries' calm demeanor will serve him well and hopes he can find a partner in the Republican majority.
My great dream is that Hakeem Jeffries can get with whomever becomes the leader of the Speaker of the House and work to get some legislation done for the nation.
That's NPR's Deirdre Walsh reporting on a change of leadership on the Democratic side of the House of Representatives. And Deirdre, let's talk about the Republicans for a moment. Do we know who the Speaker will be? Does Kevin McCarthy have that locked up?
Right now, Kevin McCarthy, who was nominated by House Republicans for the position, doesn't have the votes he needs to be elected by the full House in January. His Republican majority is only expected to have a narrow 4-seat margin. And McCarthy already has 5 public no votes from fellow Republicans. It hasn't happened since 1923, but the vote for Speaker could take multiple ballots as Republicans figure out if they are going to be able to rally behind McCarthy. You know, Jeffries, for his part, said he has an open mind when it comes to working McCarthy if he ends up as the House Speaker.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh, thanks.
Thanks, Ari.